Do you want to just go with me in your Bibles? I'm just going to speak for 5 or 10 minutes on this. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 7. Now, just while you're going there in your Bibles, just want to encourage you that, you know, the Holy Spirit's doing something here, obviously. He's doing something here this morning. And, you know, when we meet together, we, like, build on what he's doing. So it's like, you know, there was something happening this morning. I don't know exactly what was going on, but I just felt the Holy Spirit was doing something. And, you know, when we meet together next time, you know, it's not like all of that's forgotten. We build on what the Holy Spirit's doing, you know, throughout the week as we're walking with God throughout the week, we build on it. So it's like we're all on this journey together. It's not an isolated thing. You know, maybe for some of us might think, what was that all about this morning? Because we're not sure. But actually, the Holy Spirit is doing something. We're building on it. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 7. So this is Paul speaking to the church in Corinth. We'll go back to verse 6. For I do not wish to boast. I will not be foolish, for I will be speaking the truth, but I refrain from this so that no one will credit me with more than he sees in me or hears from me. Because of the surpassing greatness of the revelations, for this reason, to keep me from exalting myself, there was given me a thorn in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me, to keep me from exalting myself. Concerning this, I implored the Lord 3 times that it might leave me. And he has said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for power is perfected in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I will rather boast about my weaknesses so that the power of Christ may dwell in me. Therefore, I am well content with weaknesses, with insults, with distress, with persecutions, with difficulties for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. That passage, good. It's also a bit like awkward. You know, what is this thorn in the flesh? And, you know, I just want to speak to you for 5 or 10 minutes about walking in grace. And, you know, when we read a passage like this and we hear the whole thing about Paul talking about, you know, a messenger sent from Satan to torment him, you know, that can trouble us because we're like, what's that all about? And, you know, how we view that passage, as is the same with all passages in the Bible, is so much to do with how we view God. And so, you know, whenever we like read a passage, we don't just read it in isolation. We read it in light of the whole of Scripture. And so as we approach this passage, you know, we want to approach it from that place of believing that God is a God who is love. He's a God who is good. Because he's love and he's good and he's my loving Heavenly Father, therefore he doesn't do bad things to me to make me a better person. So therefore I'm not going to interpret this passage through that lens. You know, I don't believe at all that God sends sickness to people to make them better Christians. You know, none of us, you know, whether or not we're parents or not yet, or whether we can imagine what it was like to be a parent, we wouldn't like make our child ill to make them learn a lesson, would we? And, you know, God is a good Heavenly Father, and so he doesn't do that. And so, you know, I'm not really wanting to concentrate on all the ins and outs of what the thorn of the flesh was. Obviously, if you looked at this passage before and read things on it, there's many speculations, but I just want to say that, you know, that's not how we want to view this passage, but actually it's more helpful to view it from the point of view that Paul, as he'd given his life fully to see the gospel preached among all different people. And, you know, on that way, he came, into many persecutions, and you know, in other passages that we read in the New Testament, when he's talking about, sorry, I've lost the word that I actually wanted to use, but you know, when he's talking about these difficult things that happen in his life, he's talking about the persecutions that are inflicted upon him, and that's a regular thing that we see through the various letters that he writes. And so, you know, I kind of am viewing that through that thing, that actually Paul was talking about the things of life that come against him and how he would wish that God would remove them. You know, like, why do I have to be persecuted? Can't you just deal with those people? Why do I have to get shipwrecked? You know, that's one of the things that happened to him. And all those different storms of life that came on Paul and was seeking to come against his ministry. But yet, in the midst of all those different situations, Paul found that God's grace, as he says in that, was sufficient for him. That God's strength was made perfect in his weakness. And, you know, so often in life, and this is really the heart of what I want to talk about today, is that we can feel like if this was sorted in my life, if this circumstance wasn't happening, or if it had ended, then I'll be able to get good with God. Then I'll be able to do what God has called me to do. Has anyone ever thought that? Yeah, I've thought that. And you know what will happen is, yes, maybe that circumstance will come to an end and then something else will happen. Anyone ever had that happen as well? We all know things in life happen all the time. And so we need to find a way through that's, you know, beyond the circumstances around us, no matter how terrible they are. And I'm not taking it away from seasons that we go through that are just absolutely terrible. And in those times, it feels extremely difficult to connect with God and to walk out his purpose for our lives. But even in those times, it's something about the secret of learning to walk in grace. You know, we hear it is said so many times, you know, we get saved by grace and then we end up living the rest of our Christian life by works. It's a bit of a cheesy thing that's said, but it's so true that we can sometimes accept our salvation is by grace, but we can't accept the fact that the Christian life is by grace, minute by minute, moment by moment. You know, there is no way that me or you can make ourselves the better Christian, inverted commas. There is no way I can be a good Christian. I am completely dependent upon God for everything. I need him. I can't do anything without him. And so, you know, in the midst of life, whatever life is throwing at us, we need to discover what does it mean to walk in grace? What does it mean not to rely upon myself, as our culture tells us that we should, but to fully rely on him and actually allow myself to be weak and for it to be okay to be weak, because when I'm weak, then he's strong. And so, you know, that's the encouragement that I want to bring to myself this morning and I want to bring to you, is let's be a people who learn what it means to walk by grace and to be comfortable with it. You know, all the time I'm like always imagining this day when I'm like really strong in God and everything's just going to be gung-ho. Yay! Let's take the kingdom of God and it's all going to be fine. Now, of course, there are moments when I feel like that. But the reality of life is it's not like that, is it? Because God wants us, God is so desperate for a relationship with us and to want to be in partnership with us that I kind of think that maybe similar to what Paul is talking about, this thorn in the flesh, is that God actually construes things to force us to be dependent upon him, because that's what he's looking for. He's looking for us to fully trust him and fully rely upon him. You know, how many times in your life has God come through for you at the last moment? You know, that's happened to me so many times and I'm like, oh God, why can you do it before? It was so stressful. But I just know that God does it because he's trying to grow me and mature me to trust him and to walk in grace and in partnership with him. And so that's just my simple message to you this morning, is learn the secret of walking in grace no matter what your circumstances are. No matter what is coming against you, what is going on around you, you are still a precious one created by God to do awesome things for him. Even though you might feel like, how can I possibly do anything for God right now if you just knew what was going on in my life? You know, God cares and he's compassionate into those circumstances. But even there is grace that is sufficient, that you can be strong in your weakness. And so, you know, I'm just learning for myself. I just need to be comfortable with being weak, which is very uncomfortable. But I need to learn to just be comfortable with it. Because if I want to see the things that I want to see God do, if I want to be the person who I want to be in God, then it's not going to come from my efforts. It needs that supernatural intervention that comes by God. And so let's become comfortable in being weak and become fully reliant upon God. And just see ourselves the way that God sees us, precious ones. He thinks you're fine just the way you are. He loves you completely. Hand in hand, let's do it together. And so, yeah, let's just pray and then hand back to Di. But yeah, Holy Spirit, I just thank you that you speak to each one of us as individuals, Lord, that I've just brought some simple words, but Lord, you speak into people's hearts. And I just want to pray, Holy Spirit, that where lies have held people in captive, where they feel like they have to be strong, they have to be a better Christian, oh, this circumstance needs to change for me to walk with God, I just pray that you just lift those lies off people and that your truth would come that would set people free, that it's okay to be weak, we just need to walk in grace. And together with you, we can do amazing things. And so, Lord, I just want to ask for all of us, you know, I ask for myself, Lord, that you would teach us your ways. Teach us to walk in grace. Teach us the reality of what that means in the day-to-day of life, Lord. And that in that place of weakness, that we would see you so strong in our families, where we work, in this town, Lord. Not because we've got it all together. Not because, you know, we've got the best of this, that and the other, whatever it may be that we think in our minds we need, but because you are strong in us, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You know, just as I was praying, it just came to me that I think it's in Acts, you know, they're talking about Peter and John, but sorry if it's wrong, it's some of the disciples. And, you know, it's talking about how the people marveled at who they were and the way they spoke, the authority they spoke with, because they knew they were uneducated men. And, you know, I remember like reading that as a teenager and really kind of speaking to me. And, you know, it's one of those things that stayed with me that, you know, when Jesus chose his disciples, he didn't go to the people who were the most able, as it were. You know, he went to uneducated men to show that his strength can be made perfect in weakness, that those men would stand before, you know, the Sanhedrin, you know, the authorities with risk of their lives and boldly with authority proclaim the truth that they found. And that's what God does, isn't it? And it's so amazing. And that's what God wants to do with each one of us. So, you know, if that stirred something in your heart, if there's circumstances that are going on in your life right now and you're like, I just feel so weak and so useless, I just want to pray with you that you would know that revelation of walking in grace, that God's strength is made perfect in your weakness. And I'll hand over to Diane, she can say where we'll pray, but it'd be great to pray with you for that.